listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about grinding teeth. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 7, verse 54, where we read, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth." This is part of a remarkable scene from the book of Acts. Stephen, a servant leader among the early Christians, was on trial before the same council that, just a few years before, had sent Jesus to the Romans for crucifixion. Stephen gave a remarkably eloquent and bold explanation of that council's sin. In response, these powerful men were cut to the heart. The council was angry because Stephen's message hit the target. They couldn't dismiss or ignore what he said. They were guilty of the same sins as many of their forefathers. They made an idol out of the temple, and they often rejected the deliverers that God sent to them. Especially, they rejected God's ultimate deliverer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So the Sanhedrin reacted with rage. We read here in Acts chapter 7, verse 54, that they gnashed at him with their teeth. It's remarkable to think of this response from men who were dignified and respected leaders. This would be as if a group of senators or ministers of parliament ground their teeth in anger in response to the testimony of a witness at a hearing. According to some commentators, such as Gabelin, the verb tenses in this sentence indicate that they did not wait until Stephen finished his speech to start grinding their teeth. It was a prolonged gnashing of teeth that lasted throughout all of Stephen's words. Now, friends, it's not good to grind your teeth. The practice may show that someone is under a lot of stress or that they live with a lot of anger. It's a bad practice for your body, but here it was even worse as an indication of the spiritual condition of these men. Many times in the Old Testament, the gnashing of teeth describes how enemies of God's people react with fury against those whom they persecute. For example, in Psalm 35, verse 16, it says, "They tore at me and did not cease. They gnashed at me with their teeth." Psalm 112, verse 10 says, "The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away." And Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "All your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash their teeth." In at least 5 different places in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is recorded as describing hell, that is the lake of fire, as a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. So when we read in Acts chapter 7, verse 54, "they gnashed at him with their teeth," it can't help but remind us of the imagery of hell. Friends, these men were prominent, successful, and they appeared to be religious. Yet they rejected God and associated themselves with hell, not heaven. The stress and anger of their rebellion against God showed itself in the grinding of their teeth. Yet in all of this, God had his victory. Look at Psalm 37, verses 12 and 13. It reads like this: "The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming." Today, take confidence in God's victory, even over those who grind their teeth against him and his people.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.